This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, spring is right around the corner and Hamel Co-op is squeezing in some meetings this month before farmers are busy with planting season. General Manager Amy Rozier says March is always a busy month and customers and co-op members have four opportunities to attend a meeting.
Saturday, March 10th is our Flock Talk. We're excited this year. We have Dr. Michael Hayek from Purina coming to be one of our featured speakers along with Jenna Pohl, our Purina feed specialist. So we're really excited about that. He's going to be for new poultry owners, advanced poultry owners. He's going to kind of cover a wide range of topics. So we're real excited about getting the opportunity to have Dr. Hayek here. We're lucky to be so close to the Purina Research Farm in St. Louis that it affords us to tap them as a resource.
And is that being held at the store there in Hamel?
Yeah, it sure is. We're holding it at 10 a.m. It starts, and it usually lasts about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on how many questions there are, and we'll have it out in the feed warehouse.
And perfect timing because you do have chicks, and it's chick days.
Yeah, chick days are here. We have baby chicks in the store. We're getting new shipments every week, so our selection kind of rotates. For the store orders, we do all pullet orders, which is different than some of the other bigger box stores. They go for straight runs because they're cheaper, but we try to, you know, ensure our customers get pullets because we have a lot of ordinances in local cities that, you know, do not allow roosters.
And if I remember correctly, you had been working with a hatchery for a number of years, but that recently changed?
We've been working with Cackle Hatchery for a number of years. We're still continuing to work with them. We've expanded and we're working with a few other hatcheries that will allow us to have specifically the Cornish crosses with another hatchery, Mount Healthy in Ohio. We can actually order all hens or all cockerels for the Cornish cross, so that, you know, we have a lot of people that would prefer all hens or all roosters, just depending on what their situation is.
So will you take special orders for people if they are wanting a certain breed? And then what are quantities? Can you just buy like half a dozen? Do you have to have a minimum quantity when you're buying chickens? Or
so the way we do it here, we'll usually talk to our customers to find out their situation. So I won't sell them in singles. I will sell them in pairs for people, especially, you know, if you're only allowed six chickens and you only need two to, you know, replace a couple girls in your flock. Considering there's some ordinances around here locally that only allow you six chickens, you may not want to replace all six at once. So we're pretty flexible on that. We just usually talk to the customer to, if chickens are flock animals, so they prefer to be in larger groups, but as long as a customer is experienced or is in a specific situation that doesn't allow them to have, you know, more than a certain number of chickens, we're willing to work with them.
All right, sounds good. So Chick Days at Hamel Co-op and a meeting happening this weekend, March 10th, Flock Talk Workshop. So I guess Amy will move on to the next meeting taking place on March 13th.
Yes, March 13th is our grain marketing meeting. We're holding that at Meiji's Restaurant. There's a lot of discussion because some of the tax laws have changed, and it greatly benefits customers to go through a grain customers to sell through a cooperative. The way the current tax law reads, that is, could be changing. It might not. We really don't know until they decide to vote on it. So for now, we are having our grain marketing meeting on the 13th. We're going to have Nate Duraco from Advanced Trading come and talk about river trends at the St. Louis Grain Terminal. Doug Renald with Bungie is going to come and talk about different options that we have for our customers, marketing options that we have through Hamel Co-op, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the new tax changes for 2018 and what that means to our customers.
So a really great informational meeting talking about some current issues that are important for farmers. Great way to hear updates, it sounds like.
Definitely. We do ask, we're providing a meal, so we do ask that you RSVP to Hamel Co-op at 633-2215. If you can do that by the 10th of March, that would be great. That way we can plan for the meal.
All right, sounds good. So that grain marketing meeting happening on March 13th. So moving on now to meeting number three. I said we're going to be talking about a lot.
Yes, we are.
A herd health workshop.
Yes, March 20th. It's another Tuesday night. It's going to be held at Meiji's Restaurant in Alhambra. We're going to have a herd health meeting, and it also is going to serve as our mineral booking meeting. Wes Hornbeck with Purina and Jenna Pohl, our feed specialist, are both going to be there to talk about mineral cow-calf operations and feedlot operations, and then we're going to talk, Dylan and I are going to talk about our mineral booking that we have going on here at Hamel Co-op for the month.
And I know you do work with a lot of livestock producers at Hamel Co-op, big, small, just a variety of people, so this would be of interest to anyone, I guess, with livestock.
Exactly. It's a cattle herd health meeting, specifically beef cattle, but for any size operation, big or small, we serve them all.
All right, sounds great. We'll move on to the last meeting we need to talk about, your annual meeting for the co-op and also customer appreciation.
Yes, we round out the month with the big finale. March 27th is our annual meeting and our customer appreciation dinner. The Madison County pork producers are planning on catering it as usual. They do an excellent job. And then we'll have our annual meeting, and then we also have an entertainment portion where we'll have singer-songwriter Jeremy Wright performing. So we are excited about that. And then we can finally wrap up 2017, and we're already in 2018, but our annual meeting kind of serves as the final wrap-up for our fiscal year of 17. So we're ready to move on to 18, and we're already almost a quarter of the way into it. So
yes, time is flying by. It's amazing that we're already into the month of March. Amy, it sounds like a lot of things happening for Hamel Co-op, not only on the meeting side, but you've been busy this month as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. Between chick days, getting people lined up for fertilizer spreading as soon as it dries up, it is a busy month.
And with lining up fertilizer applications, I know not too much field work is going on because of all this rain we've had lately, but I think that's going to be happening soon if things dry out.
Yes, it definitely will. We already have a list of people for fertilizer application and for buggies as soon as it dries up. We did get our fertilizer shed repaired here. We had some upgrades and changes that we did to it, so we're excited about that, and we're ready for the spring.
Sounds great, Amy. If anyone would like to RSVP to any one of those four meetings we mentioned, contact information to do that.
Yes, please RSVP so we can plan for refreshments and meals and food at all of them. You can RSVP to Hamel Co-op. You can either do it by email at hamelcoop@hamelcoop.com, or you can call the office at any time, 618-633-2215.
Amy Rozier, General Manager for Hamel Co-op. And we'll have more ag news in just a moment. Claims that the active ingredient in Roundup causes cancer have been evaluated by multiple agencies, including international agencies, U.S. and foreign regulators, and Monsanto, the product's manufacturer. CBS News says a federal judge in San Francisco will conduct his own review during a set of court hearings that began Monday. There are big stakes for both Monsanto and the groups of people who filed suit against the company. The U.S. District Judge will spend up to a week hearing from experts to help decide whether or not there is sufficient evidence to support the lawsuit's claim that exposure to Roundup can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The California court will be presiding over more than 300 lawsuits against Monsanto filed by families who are claiming that the company knew about Roundup's cancer risk and failed to warn them. The plaintiffs will have to convince the judge to listen to their experts. Many other experts have rejected the link between cancer and glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. The court won't actually determine if there is a connection between cancer and Roundup, but whether the claim has been tested, published, and widely accepted by the scientific community. In other news, Bloomberg is reporting that there will be no exceptions for Canada and Mexico when it comes to potential tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The only way they get exempted from the tariffs will be if they sign a new NAFTA agreement that's better for America. Trump says Canada must treat American farmers better and Mexico must stop drugs from pouring into the U.S. Tariffs on steel and aluminum only come off if a new and fair NAFTA is signed. The Bloomberg report says it's the latest sign that Trump's plan to impose tariffs is overshadowing the NAFTA negotiations, which had already been yielding very little progress on the most contentious issues. The Mexican peso and Canadian dollar extended their recent losses after Trump's comments. The peso dropped to its lowest level in 2 months, while the Canadian dollar was at its weakest level since last July. Trump's decision came last Thursday and caught negotiators off guard during the seventh round of talks. Canada is the biggest supplier of steel and aluminum to the U.S., and Mexico is the fourth largest supplier of steel to the U.S. Both countries have asked to be excluded, but Trump's senior trade advisor says the president doesn't want any exemptions. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.